USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. 8 GOP primary challengers on the debate stage tonight and sparring to potentially gain ground on the current frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump decided to skip tonight's debate and instead recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson that's streaming on Twitter. Taking center stage at tonight's debate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. The Biden administration's turning away fewer illegal immigrants.
The White House says its immigration policies are working by discouraging migrants from trying to cross since Title 42 ended in May. But border crossing data shows the Department of Homeland Security is actually sending back fewer migrants per day. About 1,000 migrants have been turned back from the border since May 11th, compared to nearly 3,000 per day in April. I'm Brian Shook.
President Biden says he is not surprised to hear about the sudden death of Wagner Group owner Yevgeny Prigozhin in a plane crash reported Wednesday in Russia. He was responsible for an aborted revolt back in June. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer says there are a lot of unanswered questions.
We don't know what caused this. We still don't know exactly whether or not he was on the plane. I assume he was on the plane.
Russian state media says the Wagner leader and nine others were killed in the plane crash. The same time, Russian President Vladimir Putin's voice at the BRICS summit in South Africa this week is raising eyebrows. The Russian leader gave a speech via pre-recorded video in which his voice seemed to be altered to be deeper. It's unclear why. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says he's being charged in Georgia for doing his job.
I'm being prosecuted for defending an American citizen.
Giuliani was booked at the Fulton County Jail Wednesday as part of the RICO case involving former President Trump and 18 co-defendants. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge is rejecting requests by two Trump allies to block their arrests in the Georgia election case.
Both former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark argued their arrests should be delayed while they attempt to move the case to federal court. A federal judge denied the requests on Wednesday. The two were indicted alongside former President Trump for their alleged attempt to overturn Trump's loss in the 2020 election. They have until Friday to turn themselves in. I'm Brian Shook.
House Republicans may launch an investigation into the federal response to the Maui wildfires. Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters Wednesday he's very concerned about the response and questioned why there were so many deaths. He said he believes there's going to have to be a congressional investigation into the Biden administration's efforts there. At least 115 people were killed by the fires, and many are still missing. The battled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will be taking the stand for his upcoming impeachment trial. That's according to a copy of the witness list obtained by the Dallas Morning News. His wife, State Senator Angela Paxton, is on the list too. So is the political donor whom Paxton allegedly used the power of his office to help. None of them can be forced to testify in the trial that starts next month. Paxton has denied all wrongdoing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.